we left off last week, we were up to, we said, Adas Yaakov Bincha Becherecho. That's where we left off. We're up to Shema Havoscha Shahavta Oisai, that we say with the Avad Hashem head to Yaakov, and with Simchoscha Shasamach the boy, and with the Simcha that you were Samech in him. So both these Lashonis are double, they're repetitive. We don't say Shahavta Oisai, which is Samach the boy, which is Shema Havoscha Shahavta Oisai. So Shimon Schwab explains, why do we say both of them double? What's the this repetitiveness? He explains that the way we bring it, the way a person brings Hashem to love him is if a person loves Hashem, if a person has avas Hashem, Hashem adds in his love to the person. So that's Shema Havoscha Shahavta Oisai, the extra love that comes to a person when he loves Hashem. He gives a mashal to a parent that a child has appreciation for his parent, so he gives them something as a token of appreciation that makes the parents even happier with their child. So too when we cry, so we're makir, what Hashem does for us and we do mitzvahs because of that, that adds the simcha that Hashem has with us. Hashem called out the name of Yaakov, Yisrael, and Yeshurun. Yisrael comes from the Ava, and Yeshurun comes from the Simcha. The Gaon is masber this, that there are two forms of Malachim. There's a Malachim that their names is like Gavriel, Rafal, Michal, end off with Aleph Lamed. That's them from the Midah Chesed. There's a Malachim that they end off with Vav Nun. Those are the Malachim, Mitzrayim, Shashem Hashem, Mesaychoi, Shem Rabbi Mesaychoi. They end off with the Vav Nun. These are the Malachim from the Midah of Gvura. The Maminim and the Masmilim, the Tzadiminim, the Tzad Smal. So we say that Yisrael has both of these Mas. Hashem said by Yaakov Avinu, he has both of these characteristics, both of these attributes of the Malachim of Chesed and the Malachim of Gvura. That the Yisrael and the Sharish of both words is Yud Sin Reish Yashar, that he's straight. Yashar with the Midah of Gvura and Yashar with the Midah of Chesed, Yashar with the Chesed, the Aleph Lamed, and the Vav Nun of the Gvura, the Klal Yisrael has the Yisrael. I'm sorry, Yaakov Avinu, Yisrael has both of these Milos, and that was what the name that Hashem gave him. The simple definition of these two words, Mepharshim explained, Yisrael is like the Malach told him that he's a ruler. And Yeshurun is an abbreviation of Nigdrin, they say, for Yashar V'Noah. He's Yashar, he's an emes to Yaakov. Yaakov was the Yashar, and he was not. He was pleasant. Now, even though we don't find anywhere specifically that Yaakov is called Yeshurun, but Klal Yisrael are called Yeshurun. And other places. And Klal Yisrael is called after Yaakov Avinu Yisrael, and therefore we're called Yisrael is called Yeshurun. Yisrael Chitzuk explains this whole paragraph that we're saying that even though mitzad ourselves we are nothing, but mitzad the man of the obvious we have something. Daimah to what the Kiddush Yitzchak, the Pasuk Asher Hashirim says, Shcher and even Noya. Shcher and even Maisa, even Noah, even Maisa, Avaisa, the Medrash says that he explains, because Yitzchak, that Mitzad Atzmeinu we have nothing, because we're full of Achsoinis. And any malice that we have come from our forefathers. The Beis Halevi explains that it's Mashrus Shemesh to be this Tavis that come from our forefathers. And that gives us malice that we have that we inherit, not Mitzad our own Chosin, but from the Avis. And that's what we're thanking Hashem for. Then we continue the figure Hanachnu Chayavim. Because of all this, we're Mechuyim, the Hoydus Lecho, the Shabechecho, the Farechel, the Varechel, Kaddish, Vlosi Shvach Vaidon, the Shemecho. So, Misham Shofal Hirsch, before we go into the Pradis, that give whatever anything here is, Misham Shofal Hirsch explains that what we're saying is the Goyim of yesteryear came and they went by, and there's no remembrance to them. not the mighty armies, not the master tacticians, not the intellects, not the rich people. We said before, there's no remembrance to them. And these were the powerful people, the strong, the powerful, the rich, the mighty, the famous, the intellects of yesteryear. And still, they're gone. But that's because there's nothing to them, there's nothing to their lives. But we who were persecuted in Galus, as this whole tefillah was made, as B'shas HaShemadah, the Mishanim tell us, and we're nothing, we have to be Maisa Nefesh in this world in order to say Shema, because we're persecuted. But we are the ones that are going to last forever. Why? Because we're going to thank Hashem, we're going to be Mekabel HaRatz Olam HaShemayim, and this will give us a Kiyum Lo Me'ad. So we say, L'fikach Anachnu Chayavim, we are obligated L'Hoydus L'Chot, to thank Hashem, L'Shabech HaCho, and to M'Shabech Hashem. What does that mean? So the Siach Yitzchak says that there are two pshatim. The Mirai Landau says it means thanking Hashem for Kabbalah Yisurim. The Malbim says it means to enhance something. Like we see in the Gemara, Shvach Peri, Shvach HaKoyitz. Shvach is something that's enhanced. So these Malbim say it's Yitzchak that it's really one. Because the Yisurim that we get enhances us. It makes us better. Because Hashem of Hashem Yechiach, the Yisurim, is what Hashem gives to us to enhance us, to make us better. And that betters us. So we thank Hashem for the Yisurim because it betters us. Ufarecho. That's the first, to glorify. Ulevarech. And to bench the Kaddish. And to sanctify. So we said over here five Lashonos of thanking Hashem. The Magid Tzedek explains that it's keneged. But the Gemara says in Brachos Sir Aleph that David was Dabi Chomish Alamis, and therefore he said Shir for Chomish Alamis. And it's connected to Chomish, the five attributes of the Neshama of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And connected to David said, five Shvachim and Barki Nafshi. So over here we say five Lashonos for these five attributes of the Neshama, and for the five Alamis that a person is Darin. That David was Darin and said Shira, that every person is Darin, and we say for them these five Lashonos. The law says, Shemech Vaidar Lashemecho. So Yitzchak explains that it means we're Makir without being Makish to Emes, and we give Shvach Vaidar that we previously mentioned to Hashem. We said, so now we're saying that we give the Shvach Vaidah to Hashem, we're making the Emes, and we praise Hashem for what He did. Ashreinu Matoim Chalkeinu. We say we are lucky, what is our Chalik? So Chalkeinu refers to, the Mepharshim explained, the Neshama, what's the Chalik of the Kami Mal, Umanoim Gorelenu. That's the mitzvah of Maisim Tavim that each person does. And by each person that's different. Umayyafi Yushrasenu, the Yerusha is the Kedusha that we have inside the Ovis, that these are the three things that we have to us. Our neshama, our mitzvahs, the ma'asim tovim, and the kedusha that we have from the avos. The guide says that it's keneged Torah, Neviim, and Ksuvim, the three matanos that Hashem gave Klal Yisrael. That they're keneged Torah, Neviim, and Ksuvim. And they're also keneged the three matanos that Hashem gave Klal Yisrael, Torah, Nevuah, and Ruach HaKodesh. And these are the three things that we're thanking Hashem for over here. Now we say, Shanachim, Mashkimim, Ma'arivim, Erev, Vayker. So, L'chara, first of all, it sounds repetitive, Mashkimim, Ma'arivim. And second of all, we should say, Vayker, V'Erev, because Mashkimim came first. So the Mepharshim explained this on Gemara in the first parak of Brachos. The Rebbe Yochanan was Metame Ikasami Bebabel. The pasuk says, "The man Yirbu Yemechem Adama." Hashem Yirbu Hashem, that the Yirbu Hashem was promised on the Adama that Hashem gave to the Avos. That's Eretz Yisrael. How could there be old people in Babel where it doesn't say the Yirbu Hashem? So Gemara says, "Kiv the Shem of Damashkim Ma'arvi," that they get up early and they go late. Rashi says they're Marich and they make Medrash. He said, the Hanah, this is what helps them. So we say the Mepharshim say, Shadu Mashkim Ma'arivim means we come early, they were Ma'arivim, we're Mekadu Mashki, like the Gemara says in Brachos. We come early, we leave late, not the times of the day. But the part, but when we're there, we come early, we leave late, Erev Avayker, in the evening or in the morning. And then we say twice every day, Shema Yisrael. And the reason we say Shema here was Be'ikr in the times that it was in the sack and the Tefillah, because of the Gzeres Shema, like we spoke about, that they weren't able to say Shema Bim Kaimoy. But the Torah says that we say it Bizman Azer, not only the Zechar Neis, as the Rishayim say, but we say Shema Tavu Sharecha to be Yaitse, like by Yom Tov when they're marking the Piyutim of Yaitse, that they commenced as my Kriya Shema, so they say Shema as an added reason then too. Another pshat in Mashkim Ma'arivim based on this could be that they had to say Shema either before the guards came or after they left, because at the Zmanim of Tefillah, the regular times the guards didn't let them say Shema. So they were Mashkim and they said it in Karbanis, so the Ma'ariv, they said it late. Tosh Tishrech Teresh Shema Menat Yinoikis by Kedusha of Musaf after this man. Similarly, by Arab Mustafa, they had to get away from the guy, from the guards. That's his added aspect of Mashkim Ma'arivim. The Pirush of Shema, we're going to get to when we get to Shema. But after Shema, we say a tefillah of Atu Ashlai Nivra Olam, which we'll get to in a second. But it comes from the Torah Bayo and the Yalkut in the Schanon. That when Hashem sees the Goyish churches, houses of the Zohar built up, and the Beis Hamikdash is Nechrav, Hashem wants to be Makrav of the Olam. Till he hears that Klai Yisrael says Shema, and then it's Nochadaitli. And then when that happens, the Malachim say Atu Shalei Nivra Olam. And we say it to affirm the Shema that we just said, the Rebbe Kabbal, Machusei Yisbarach, that Hashem's the Yochid and Miuchid Bar Lomoy, Hoy Hoy Vivayiyah. So we say that over here in this tefillah, Atu Achal Nivra Olam, Hashem was around before the world was created, Atu Mishal Nivra Olam. And the Bach explains that Yer Mishal Nivriya, there was still Hashem Echad, because Malachim weren't around until the second day. Atu Ba'olam Hazeh, it's the same Hashem in this world, Atu Ba'olam Abba, there's no Shnei Yishui Yishchas V'Sham, but it's always the Rebbe Yishalom. Kadesh Yishimcho HaMakdish Yishamecho, we say Hashem should Mekadesh His name HaMakdish Yishamecho. Makdish Yishamecho means Klal Yisrael, that in this world is Mekadesh the Shem Hashem. And the Mepharshim explained this based on the words of the Rambam, and the Rambam says, if somebody's in the sign to do an Aveira and he's Pirish, just because of Shem Hashem, not because of social pressures, not because he's scared, but he has, the only reason he stops to do the Aveira, he's sitting in his house, and he's a time to eat something, to do something wrong, and no one will ever know the difference, and he's Pirish just because that's the Ratzon of Hashem. The Rambam says this is a Kiddush Hashem. So Kaddish Hashem Cho, HaMakdish HaShemech, HaKlal Yisrael to Mekaddish L'Shem Hashem in their daily lives. And the Rechaim tells us in Parshas Balak that this is something harder than the Kiddush Hashem being Mais and Nefesh. The Rechaim says that Bilam said, Thomas Mashi, Mais Yishar, Mateach, Rus, and Kamayu, that Bilam said that he wants to die, Thomas Mashi, Mais Yishar, he wants to die like a Yid. Meaning that Bilam was masked to be Mais and Nefesh. For Hashem, he could mask him to do tshuva if he died that second. But it's to live like Yid that he doesn't want to do. To live daily like Yid, the challenges of living a Kiddush Hashem, living the Ratzon of Hashem daily, that Bilam wasn't able to do. The Chaim says he's makir many people for that are willing to die to give up their lives. They're willing to die to do tshuva if they will die right then and there. But they're not willing to live in tshuva, they're not willing to live with mitzvahs and ma'aseh tovim. The aspect that we see many people that are not holding by much are willing to be Maisa Nefesh for Kiddush Hashem is this point. To live a Kiddush Hashem is much harder than to die a Kiddush Hashem. So we say, Kaddish Shimcha Hashem Shem Mekaddish His name, HaMakdish Yishamech HaKlai, so that in this world, HaMakaddish Hashem, that the living Kiddush Hashem, daily, not just when they're Maisa Nefesh. Mekaddish Shimcha Balamecho, Hashem should sanctify His name in the entire world. Habi Chazal, that this is for the Musa Adalam, that there should be a Kiddush Hashem even on them. And with your salvation will be uplifted, and you should uplift our Karen. So Shmuel Shaval Hirsch explains what the two things are. That when Mashiach comes, there'll be a Haramas Karen Yisrael. But right now, with the knowledge that we've been saved, we're persecuted now. What brings us through this dark, hard galus? How do we have the energy to pull through? we'll uplift ourselves with the Yeshua that we know that Hashem is going to give us. The Golus is not going to last forever. But one day the fortunes are going to reverse and Klal Yisrael is going to be on the top of it again. We won't be persecuted anymore. But we'll be on top of the world, being enemies of Ashkina. That uplifts us already today. It allows us the energy to pull through the Shver Golus. Then we say, Baruch Ato Hashem, HaMekadosh Shmei Boram. This is because of this man that they couldn't say Shema in public. They had to say it in private. So they were doubting then that they should be zeichet to merit a day that they could be kaddish Shema Abraham, that they could be able to say Kriya Shema in public. We say to Mishayim say Lezeicher Anes. Based on this, the Torah says that the reason this bracha doesn't start with Baruch, even though bracha usually starts with Baruch and ends with Baruch, because it's a birchas hadoah, it's a bracha of praise to Hashem for the nes that He made us, and therefore we don't start with Baruch, even though we end off with Baruch. The Rekeach says that we say Kaddish Yishimcha, Hamakdish Yishamecha, the Kaddish Shimcha Be'lamecha, Hamakaddish Me'baram. So we say Kiddush four times in the sentence. He says, why do we say this four times? So he explains that there are six aspects of the world, because the Sheish Alfei Shana is this world. 6 days of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yemesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elef. It's connected to 6,000 years. So there are six pieces, so to speak, of this world. Each day is one portion of it. Each 1,000 years is one piece of it. So the first 2,000 years were Toyu. The next 2,000 years, Chazal tell us, we might Shnei Alfei Torah. The third 2,000 years are Yemais HaMashiach. The first 2,000 years are called Toyu because there was nothing to them, there was no Torah. Therefore we say only four Kiddushim, because the Shem Hashem is only in the Skadish to extend, different extents, but it's only in the Skadish in the last 4,000 years of the world, not the first two. So connect them, we say four times Kadesh Shimcha Balamecha, that there's a Kiddush in the world. There's Kiddush. Kiddush was in 4 out of 10 parts of the Bria. Let's skip now to Shmuel. Reimer, but we're not going to explain it this week. We'll get to it next week. But before we get to the explanation of Shmuel, which Shem Shua points out that a person has to understand what he's saying, because Tefillah's not Ma'akev, it was spoke in the beginning, Shir, the Shir Psicho, that's not Ma'akev, a person doesn't understand what he's saying. But Shmuel Omer is brought from Rishonim, the Halacha, that it said to fulfill the Chiyuv of learning Talmud every day. We say Mikra Mishnah and Talmud. So Talmud Torah needs that a person should understand what he's saying. The Emperor says of Shem Shalom, it's incumbent upon everybody to understand what Rav Shmuel Omer is saying, what we're saying with Rav Shmuel Omer. Just as an akdamah to Rav Shmuel Omer, the Arizal and the Arizal and the Goyim, which is in the Siddur HaGofer of Tali Hertz, his Mazmur Barichus, that the 13 Midas, Shatari Nidresh, Vahem, correspond to the Yud Gimel Midas, Shalrachma, Vashem Hashem, Karachem, Vachadim, that we have in Parashas Kisisa, and the Mikal Kamoicha, the Gimel Gimel Midas, that we found in the Navi, they relate to it, and they explain how they related to it. The ways that it is beyond the scope of the Shira that's already based on Kabbalah. We're not going to discuss that. But one Nakuda that the Rekeach says, that if a person wants to be zeicha to the Yud Gimel Midas Sharachim, if he wants Hashem to treat him with the Yud Gimel Sharachim, a person has to learn Torah b'shalosh shnos midas Torah in the drash man. This is the Torah shel Apel. The value that a person has to put in Torah, if he wants to be zeicha to the Yud Gimel Midas Sharachim, say the pesukim of Hashem Hashem Karachim v'chadim, and say the Mikal Kamaicha to be zeicha to merit to these Yud Gimel Midas. What a person has to do is, a person has to be Isaac in the Yogim Midash Atay in the Drashis Mehen, and through it will be Zaykh to the Yogim Midash Arachman.